Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com. Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Jen McCabe on the stand this last week in the trial of Karen Reed. And she's a woman you don't want to be on the bad side of. and I like that. She's a very strong woman. And she's getting grilled by the defense and really very much holding her own. In fact, just kind of dishing it right back. Let's take a look at some of that testimony as they continue to try and paint this as some sort of conspiracy and some sort of a cover-up. And we'll talk on the other side.
Ms. McCabe, if you wanted to know, in general, how long it takes for a human being to pass away because of exposure to extreme temperatures, right? If you wanted to know the answer to that, what would you Google search? What phrase would you use?
I'm not sure. All I recall is what the defendant asked me to Google in the morning.
If you wanted to know, I'm asking a different question. Mm-hmm. If you personally wanted to know, how long does it take for a person to die of exposure due to extreme temperatures, what would you put in? What phrase would you use?
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, we don't have to guess at the phrase that you would use if you wanted to know something about dying of hypothermia, do we? Because you actually Googled searched it.
Objection.
Sustained. Ask that differently, please.
Did you, in fact, use a phrase to Google search how long it takes for someone to die of extreme temperatures?
I did in the morning at the request of your client.
Okay. And what phrase did you use?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Correct. I was...
After 2.5 years of this, you don't know the phrase that you used?
Objection, Your Honor.
There's so many lies and misconceptions on social media.
No question.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay.
Are you telling me you don't remember what Google search you put in?
Karen was screaming, my hands were shaking, and she was saying, Google hypothermia, how long does it take to die in the cold?
And what phrase did you put in your phone? I'm just asking you to say it.
Why don't you show me it?
You literally don't remember?
Again, she was screaming, Google hypothermia, how long does it take to die in the cold?
How about?
And I picked up my phone and I started Googling.
And you literally, to this day, right now, under oath, you're saying you don't remember that phrase that you used.
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that at her...
Do you remember it or do you not, Ms. McCabe? That's a simple question.
That morning, I don't remember specifically what I Googled, but I do know what you've put out to the social media.
How about this? Hoss long to die in cold. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Because you've put it out in social media.
Well, I haven't put anything out in social media because I don't personally have social media.
I'm sorry, Turtle Boy did.
So if the world happens to know it, mm-hmm. That's not on me, is it?
I guess not.
I guess not. Hoss long to die in cold is what you put in to the Google search, right?
If you say so.
Is there a reason that you don't want to admit to that?
Absolutely not.
It's a simple question, right?
No reason.
So say it. What Google search did you use?
Objection.
Sustained.
He was not going to get her to say that. I guess the question is why? What, I mean, it seemed like it kind of went on and on and on for a bit too long there.
Yeah, you know, this was, and I think for some, they didn't like how evasive, if you will, Jen McCabe was being.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for others, they applauded it.
Yeah.
When I looked at it, I think the big bone of contention she had was that at that moment, she didn't know what she did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this woman has MS, she's in a blizzard, and her friend is lying there dead, and Karen Reed is hysterically screaming, and there's police and everything else. I mean, this is just so chaotic, and I'm not sure that many people can put their shoes, have walked one step in what she went through, right?
Sure.
Have ever been in those shoes. And I think she's legitimately saying, at that moment, if that's the question, at that moment, how would I do that? I don't know. I just typed something in. I mm-hmm. think that's her point. But he's trying to say, well, listen, you can see now what you did.
Mm-hmm.
But the exchange, I agree with you, was ended up being a bit combative. But I, you know, I appreciated she wanted to stand up for her truth.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it went over with the jury.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with all of her testimonies. There's been a lot of that going on.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.